Well, here a while back, I don't know what God's doing. I went out there here a while back. I was going to add about a 60 by 100 foot section, even for two stories. And I went out there, graded off the ground, put out the stakes, and I'd just driven the last stakes, got it squared up, and I stood up and I said, "Lord, this is going to be great." And I heard him say, "Wait." I said, "Wait." I thought, "Lord, I want to get started on this thing." I thought, "Okay, Lord, I don't know what you got going on." So I guess it was about 3 months, I didn't even pull up the stakes. I just left them there. But after about 3 months, I went out there and thought, well, he hadn't said anything else, so I just pulled up the stakes. So I'm still waiting, and I had a man tell me something this last week, or a couple of weeks ago, two or three weeks ago. A man came here, and he said, first time he'd ever been here, and he came up and he says, "I've had back problems for a long time. Would you pray for me?" I said, "Sure." So I just prayed for him, and he said, "You don't push anybody down. You don't scream. You don't holler. You don't do none of those things." I said, "No, I just do what God told me to do, and he does the rest." And so, no, I just pray. That's all I do. So he walked out, and the next Sunday he came back, and he said, "Brother, this ministry's real." I said, "Well, I hope it is." I said, "What's the big deal?" He said, "I'd had back problems for months, and you prayed for me, and I didn't even get out the door." And I'm thinking, I don't have any back problems. He said, "I hadn't had a back pain all week long." He said, "I was healed." And he says, "This ministry's real." He said, "I work for an organization," and he says, "we buy places and give to ministries." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, if you can find," he says, "start praying. If you can come up with a place anywhere, no matter where it is, that's, if, I don't care if it's a mall, a shopping center, a big building, an apartment complex, whatever it is, if it's gone bankrupt and you can get it for 40 cents on the dollar," he said, "it makes no difference what the value of it is, we'll buy it for you for 40 cents on the dollar. And then," he said, "we'll lease it to you for a year, and then after a year, we'll give it to you for a dollar." I said, "Wow, praise the Lord." So, Lord, I know another man. I spoke at a conference here a few years ago. A man that they found a place, and it was appraised at $43 million. Had all kinds of buildings, had everything. Had a hangar, had a runway on it, had 25 houses on it. I don't know what all, 2,300 acres of land. And it was appraised at $43 million, and they'd been trying to sell it for $20 million and couldn't. And finally, when the price come down to $9 million, this guy got a hold of it, and this very same company went in and gave $9 million for this $43 million project, and then leased it to the man for a dollar for 1 year. And, of course, he went in and spent $1 million on it himself, and at the end of the year, for $1, they gave it to him. I spoke at one of the conferences there, and so he wound up getting a $43 million piece of land, 25 houses, an airport, you know, and some of the buildings there had as much as 10, 20,000, no, I guess more than that, one of the buildings we were in would hold 10,000 people. You know, there was 3,000 there the day I spoke there, and he got that all free through this same company, this same organization. So this guy told me, he said, "You find a place, and we'll buy it for you and give it to you." So, because he got healed. So if any of y'all know any place anywhere that's, like I say, it can be anything. I don't care if it's a, big building, you know, if it's a shopping center, you know, a small one or whatever, or if it's a apartment complex, you know, anything, you know, that's gone bankrupt that I can buy for 40 cents on the dollar. I found a company that will buy it for me and give it to me. I don't care if it's worth $5 million, $10 million, whatever it is. He said there's no limits on what we'll give for it. You know, so I think he said I forget how many hundred million a year they do this. It's amazing. And the more they do it, the more God blesses them. Just amazing, isn't it? You know, and the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. God is good, isn't He? Isn't the Lord good? So, I mean, just think, I just can't imagine that, like that place where I spoke a couple, 2 or 3 years ago, that man wound up with a $43 million appraised piece of property for free. You know, for free. Of course, he had to spend $1 million renovating it, but, you know, what's the big deal? And you spend $1 million to renovate something already worth $43 million, you know. Of course, he's a big organization. They got a lot of stuff, but I'm not near that big, but it don't make any difference. It's all God, you know. I'm not nothing without him, with him. Nothing's impossible. It all belongs to the King. You know, anybody gets healed, he heals them. Anybody gets saved, he saves them. Anything that's made, he made it. You know, so that's what we've got to get down to. We've got to realize that the King is in control. It's all about Him and for His glory. And so all we got to do is, in the process, is walk holy, because what He's doing is building a church. He's building a body. That's what He's doing. We are that body. And as He's building that body, one day every cell, you might say, I don't know how many, maybe trillions of cells there are in this body. But you know, when God made this, if there's 100 trillion cells in this body, I'm just using a number, then all of those make this body complete. You know, if I had a few of them short, you know, it means I got one finger missing or something like that. So, but anyway, God made this thing. He made it just like He wanted to. Now He's building Him a body that's going to reign and rule with Him forever. And you and I get to be a part of that body. When that body is complete, you know, then it'll all be over. And then we'll go into eternity, and then we'll start reigning and ruling with the King. So anyway, I think how much fun it'll be one day, you know, serving the Lord. I'd love to see it one day. The Lord walk up and say, "Son, you know, we've been here now. You've been part of my body for 10 million years, and the cosmos is getting a little crowded out there. You know, we're hundreds of millions of people have been born and on all these planets and everything. We're getting a little crowded, and let's me and you go off out there in the north about a few 100 trillion miles out here. I got a lot of extra room right out here. I need a few more galaxies right out here, a few more planets, a couple more suns. You speak it into existence for me. It's your time." That's thinking like God, isn't it? Oh, wow. Who knows? Only God knows what He has planned for us in the future. You know that? So the trials and tests of today, consider them but refuge. You know, all you want to do is know Jesus. Who knows? Wow. Okay. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. All right. Let's take a few of these promises under the new covenant. Let's go, first of all, to Matthew 8, verse 13. I want you to see something, Matthew 8, Matthew 8:13. I want you to see a simple little word in there. Matthew 8:13. Then Jesus said to the Roman officer, "Go on home. What you have believed has happened." And the young servant was healed at that same hour. Is it important what you believe? Very. Randy said, very. "As you have believed, so shall it be done unto you." Is what you believe important?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. If you believe you're going to be healed, you're going to be healed. If you believe your wife's coming back home, she's coming back home. If you don't believe God can do something, He won't. You got to believe. If you believe, you pray in faith. I'll tell you, one night talking about a wife coming home, one night when I was on Daystar, a young man called me. He said, "Sir, I'm watching y'all's program and I need prayer." I said, "What can I pray for you for, son?" He says, my wife left me and the kids and went to work in a strip joint. And he said, I want her to come back home. I said, well, I said, you born again Christian? He said, oh yeah, I'm a Christian. I said, she's not. He said, no, obviously she's not. I said, well, son, you and I have power over the devil. That's who's blinded her mind. So I said, I'm going to catch myself up in the throne of grace, just like Hebrews 4:16 says. I'm going to kick that devil out of your wife, according to Luke 10:19-20. And I'm going to ask the Father to send the Holy Spirit to convict her of sin and open her eyes and bring her home. Then I'm going to ask Him to begin to convict her of sin. And I'm going to ask Him, as He convicts her of sin, to let you be the laborer that will bring her into the kingdom and save her. And then for her to come home and y'all be remarried and everything will go great in y'all's life. And I did that in the name of Jesus. And then I said, call me with your praise report. Now, I believe what I said is going to happen. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said, call me with your praise report. Hung up the phone Friday night. We were only on Friday nights. The next Friday night, we were on again. And as soon as the show started and the phone lines flashed up on the screen, our phone rang, and mine was the first one ring. And he said, I need to talk to Thurman Scrivener. And I said, well, sir, that's me. How can I help you? He said, I'm so-and-so. I said, okay, son, how can I help you? He said, you don't remember me. I said, no, son, I talked to a lot of people on this phone. He said, I'm the guy that had the wife that was the strip dancer. I said, okay, I remember that from last Friday night. It's not everybody calls me has a wife that's a strip dancer, so that was pretty easy for me to remember that one. He said, I got to tell you what happened last Friday. He said, within an hour after you hung up the phone, my ex-wife called me and said something like scales fell off of her eyes, and she realized she was in the club down here, and she didn't know what in the world she was doing down there, so she turned in her uniforms, and she called me and wanted to know if I would come get her. He said, I went down there to that club, picked her up, brought her home, led her to Jesus. He said, this week we got remarried again, and he said, everything in her life has been great this week. I said, well, how long had she been gone? 14 years. And one prayer of faith broke the power of the devil, and in 1 hour, the Holy Ghost moved upon that woman. And, of course, many times they came visited me after that. The happiest couple you can imagine.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.